Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June 12, 2006. Today, the army started to open a trench along the Yabad Araba Road and shelled a car in Gaza. Also, troops installed portable checkpoints south of Tubas and the entrance of Taman. The army invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and clashed with the resistance. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli army bulldozers started digging a 3 meters deep trench along the Yabad Araba village road near the West Bank city of Jenin Monday. According to local residents, this trench will stop the residents from using the farm roads to bypass the Israeli army checkpoint on that road, which is the cause of daily delays and harassments by the soldiers. An Israeli Air Force jet fighter fired 2 missiles at a Palestinian car that was traveling on Khalil al-Wazir near al-Nasser neighborhood in Gaza City Monday morning. Medical sources at al-Shefa's hospital in Gaza City said that the hospital had not received any casualties until now. Initial reports said the car belongs to resistance fighters from al-Qassam brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. Eyewitnesses said that the 2 passengers escaped the car before it was hit by the missiles. The car and several other nearby cars were destroyed. The Israeli army has installed several portable checkpoints to the south of the West Bank city of Tubas and the nearby village entrance of Taman on Monday morning. Troops stopped the residents and collective taxis to search them and forced the residents to stand for long hours, which caused people to miss their jobs and school, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and clashed with the local resistance fighters defending the city during the early dawn hours Monday. A massive army force and 1 bulldozer stormed the city from several directions, with soldiers searching homes and stopping cars. Several residents were detained before troops moved towards the city's refugee camp and clashed with the local resistance fighters, local sources reported. No injuries or arrests were reported, but residents said that this is the 2nd army attack in the city in less than 24 hours. Israeli army troops arrested Monier al-Omar, 27, from the village of Tokua, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, at dawn on Monday. Al-Omar was arrested when the army invaded the village from several directions and surrounded his house. The house was searched and Al-Omar was taken to an unknown location, his family reported. The Israeli army bulldozers leveled 1 house in Tura village west of the West Bank city of Jenin Monday morning. An army bulldozer and more than 20 army vehicles stormed the village and demolished the house of Naji Kabha, allegedly for being too close to the wall that the army is building on village land. Naji's mother lost consciousness and was moved to the city hospital after her house was demolished, local sources reported. Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, has claimed responsibility for firing 2 homemade shells at the Israeli town of Sderot on Monday. In a press release issued this morning, the brigade said that the action comes as a response to Israeli attacks and crimes against the Palestinian people. The Israeli army invaded Ithna and Yatta villages near the West Bank city of Hebron and arrested 3 residents there Monday morning. Hamza al-Hitawi, 23, who works as an officer in the Palestinian Authority National Security Forces, was arrested along with another officer whose name remains unknown. They were arrested when troops invaded Ithna village and searched several homes, local sources reported. Meanwhile, another force invaded the nearby village of Yatta, searched several houses before arresting Ahmad al-Najjar, 39, and took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. And that's just some of the news today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This is Palestine Today, brought to you by Seth Porcello and Ghassan Benor.